From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting 4,000 Iraqi troops began an operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group. The forces met stiff resistance Thursday as they advanced toward a group of villages southeast of the city. The troops came from two directions, creating a pincer movement around the villages. By mid-afternoon, they had seized four villages but had not yet managed to control all of the area. European Union justice and security ministers held talks in Brussels Thursday on ways to shore up intelligence and security. Europol director Rob Wainwright says Europe is facing an unprecedented challenge.
This is the most serious terrorist threat we've faced in Europe for at least a decade. And even in the last 6 months, I think, we're faced by a determined new strategy by Islamic State to take the fight to Europe, to our streets, with a more aggressive form of international terrorism.
Meanwhile, police are looking for yet another suspect in the terrorist attacks in the Belgian capital. The attacks killed at least 31 people and wounded 300. Media reports say video surveillance from a bombed commuter rail station showed an unidentified man walking with one of the bombing suspects. A Republic of Congo army general is calling for a campaign of civil disobedience to reject official results showing President Denis Sassou Nguesso has won re-election. General Jean-Marie Mokoko spoke to VOA's French to Africa service Thursday after Congo's interior minister announced in Brazzaville that Sassou Nguesso had won over 60% of the vote in Sunday's election, and thus no second-round ballot would be necessary. In a telephone interview, Mokoko said the results are falsified. There was no immediate reaction from the government. This is VOA News. The United States has filed criminal charges against seven Iranians for what it called a coordinated campaign of cyber attacks on American banks and an attempt to seize electronic control of a dam near New York City. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch and FBI Director James Comey said Thursday the Iranians caused tens of millions of dollars in damage. Their computer attacks took place while the seven men were employed by security companies working for the Iranian government. Lynch said one of the defendants infiltrated the control system of a small flood control dam about 50 kilometers north of New York City. Alleged Boko Haram leader Abu Bakr Shekau has signaled his possible retirement. An 8-minute video posted on YouTube shows a subdued Shekau saying, quoting now, "For me, this is the end." He did not elaborate. U.S. President Barack Obama Thursday visited a park in Argentina dedicated to the victims of the so-called Dirty War. The visit came on the 40th anniversary of the coup that installed a military regime in the country. Mr. Obama said the United States was slow to speak out on the atrocities committed during Argentina's former dictatorship. He said his administration will, quoting now, confront the past with honesty and transparency. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian President Vladimir Putin say that cooperation between the two countries has been instrumental in achieving an unexpectedly successful cessation of hostilities in Syria.
There has been a fragile but nevertheless beneficial reduction in violence, some say as much as 85% to 90% in Syria.
Kerry and Mr. Putin spoke before going into talks at the Kremlin. They were expected to discuss terrorism, the situations in Syria and Ukraine. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani visits neighboring Pakistan for 2 days starting Friday. The trip is apparently part of Iran's diplomatic campaign to boost economic and trade ties with neighboring and regional countries now that international sanctions against it have been removed. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Pakistani and Iranian officials say the sanctions had for years prevented the two countries from expanding economic relations and slowed progress on efforts to import Iranian natural gas to meet rapidly growing needs in energy-starved Pakistan. Pakistan's Foreign Ministry spokesman Mohammad Nafees Zakaria says President Hassan Rouhani's visit, his first to the country since taking office, offers an opportunity to conclude pending agreements and move bilateral relations forward. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
And from the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.